And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan, of course, with you. We are talking today to a couple of different people. First, we're going to be talking with Pastor Kim. It's Pastor Kim Vanderol, and she is with First English Church right here in Butler, downtown. And the reason why we're talking to her is because she's behind this effort. The church is behind the effort. A group of pastors is a part of this effort with the Butler Clergy Network. And the effort that I'm talking about is the Ring of Light around the hospital. Now, we've seen this once before. It's going to come up again on Monday. So, Pastor Kim, thank you so much for being here with me today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
So talk about where this effort started. What gave you the idea to think about this the last time you did this? It's been quite a few months now that we saw this, but talk about that journey.
Sure. So back in December, during the first really big wave of COVID in our area, my colleague, Pastor Mary Malloy over at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, brought up to our Butler Clergy Network meeting the idea or the question of, is there something that we can do as clergy people to support our healthcare workers in this time? And so we approached, the network approached the hospital, but there were some connections, people, you know, knew some folks in the hospital administration and asked. And that idea of just simply coming to stand with a flashlight was very well received. And so that effort was organized very quickly back in December, both for morning and for the evening, as we're going to be doing again on Monday. So that staff on multiple shifts, different shifts, will be able to hopefully feel our love and support.
And we wanted to talk to you today because, again, on Monday, if we could give those times to folks, this way community members can join you, right? I mean, this is open to everyone.
Yeah, right now this is open to everyone. What makes this different from the previous effort is that we're not under the same restrictions on outdoor gatherings that we were in December. So we would definitely encourage people to join us. The times are from 6:30 to 7 on Monday, and then from 7:30 p.m. To 8 p.m. So I'm sorry, 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m., and then from 7:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're asking folks to bring a flashlight. And we've discovered that flashlights work better than candles in the weather. Come dressed for the weather, and the plan is when we get there to sort of spread out around the hospital and just simply to shine our lights for, you know, about a half an hour. And, you know, to first of all, just sort of function as a sign of love and hope to those folks who are working really, really hard on our community's behalf, caring for those who are so very sick.
And I love the idea, and we're hoping that folks will make this plan to get out there and join you. Again, that's why we wanted to talk to you today, so folks can make that plan. By the time we'd get to talk to you on Monday, this would be over for the first round, and we want folks to be able to have both options, because I know some people will say, I am not a morning person. So, you know what, show your support in the evening. Some folks are like, I am a morning person. I'm up at the crack of dawn, so this is an opportunity for folks to choose. Again, 6:30 in the morning to 7, or 7:30 in the evening until 8 p.m. Again, this is going to be on Monday. So you have a morning slot and evening slot. So did you get any feedback from the first time that you did this?
You know, I heard it actually long after the fact from people who said, you know, connections at the hospital said that was just amazing. I mean, like, that gave us so much hope. And actually, the thing that got the effort going this time is a member of one of our congregations approached their pastor and said, folks at the hospital are really, you know, they're going through a really hard another wave. Can we do a ring again? And so we went back to the hospital and said, we're willing to organize a ring if you'll have us. And so they said yes. And so that's really how that, you know, that's how that got started.
And I'm really glad you're doing this again. And I'll tell you why, because again, I've had similar conversations where I'm hearing of just the exhaustion, if you will, mm-hmm. of professionals and the medical professionals. And when you did the ring of like the first time, yes, we were all on edge. Nobody knew exactly what was happening and where to go. And there was this unknown. And not to say mm-hmm. that we know how this is going to end now, but we're still in this, and we're no longer what I feel, what I see, my own observation is we're not applauding them anymore. You know, we used to applaud them 18 months ago. And now all of a sudden that applause seems to have stopped. Have you noticed that as well?
I think I have. I mean, I have noticed that it's, you know, we're all tired of the pandemic. I mean, all of us would love for this to be over, and it's not. And so I think it's, you know, I would really just encourage the members of our community to, you know, find ways to reach out, especially if you know somebody who's struggling, whether that's somebody's working at the hospital or in some other way, to take our responsibility to one another as fellow human beings. In my own tradition, we say, you know, for love of neighbor, as people of faith, you know, to just, you know, carry one another through this time, and it's not over. I think these efforts to support the hospital are one way for us to really support those who are continuing to bear the hardest burden and who have to endure a lot just in their daily work.
I want to ask you your opinion about empathy and compassion during this time, if I could. Again, my own opinion, what I see is that a lot of us live online, and online is not necessarily the greatest place to find empathy and compassion sometimes. There seems to be a small voice out there for that, but it just seems to be overridden by a lot of anger and frustration and the lack of empathy and compassion. And in that light, do you find that you're seeing people have less and less empathy for another just to be in their own shoes or to be in another's shoes and just care for them and feel for them?
Oh, I think that is absolutely part of our life together in the human community right now. I mean, I think the struggle of sort of ongoing 2 years of ongoing disruption and trauma, I guess, I'm sorry, it's 18 months, not 2 years. The ongoing disruption of the pandemic, taxes people's minds, their bodies, their souls, having to cope with, you know, change in nearly every facet of life. And I do think that impact of being disconnected, being in social media bubbles, news bubbles, means that, you know, being just even isolated in a way, and for a lot of us in our own home, means that you were kind of given to sort of projection or to our own to letting our own emotions run wild. And so that enormous life-giving force of compassion, can run away from us. That all being said, I mean, I think, you know, one of my spiritual advisors always reminds me that it's important, you know, to look in the right places, fix your gaze on places where compassion is abundant and you will see it. I've had opportunity to be at the hospital in recent weeks, and I saw an enormous amount of compassion from the people that are working there, despite the stress that they are under. And that's a reminder to me that, you know, it's despite the difficulties of these times, like that source of love and light and compassion and wisdom, is always abundant. For me, that comes from God, but you can see it. And so I would just encourage people to fix your gaze on those places where it exists. And I hope that this Ring of Light is just one way to kind of join it.
Again, the Ring of Light will be an effort to surround the Butler Memorial Hospital with you community members and clergy and churches. And I mean, the whole community is invited to do this. Two different times on Monday, and that will be 6:30 a.m. until 7 a.m. The other opportunity would be 7:30 p.m. until 8 p.m. You can bring a flashlight, or if you're like me, I forget the flashlight, just turn on the phone. I think all phones at this point have one of those flashlights in an app in your phone, so you can turn on your phone if you want. And we're just going to show the hospital workers and medical workers and those who are still struggling right now, you know, we support you and we see you and we know that you're struggling too. So it's an effort to be able to do this. And this is being organized by Butler Clergy Network. And can we find you online on Facebook, right? Are you still on Facebook?
I think there's a Facebook page. We are still, in so many ways, still a very informally organized group. We were just getting going prior to the pandemic, and, you know, in a way, put more formal organizing off. We thought at that time it would just be a couple of months, you know, but it turned out to be much longer than that. So it's harder to find us. You can always call me. I'm the chair. I'm the chair for the time being of the clergy network. And my church's webpage has our telephone number. I'm welcome to be a contact person for that. And the one thing I was also just going to say, as far as the hospital goes, is they're asking us to park across the street, across Brady Street, if you're planning to attend the ring, just to make sure that parking kind of close into the hospital remains for those who need to be in the hospital.
Good point. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that as well. So park across the street or find parking along one of the streets and come up to the hospital that way. Pastor Kim, thank you so much for what you're doing and being the lead here. I know there are other clergy that are a part of this as well, but thank you for giving all of us an opportunity to be able to show our support of the hospital workers and the medical field right now. I think a lot of us wonder, how can I show support? And this is an effort that we can come together as a community to be able to do that. So thank you so much for what you're doing. And thank you so much for your time today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
And so what I want to do now is I want to turn our attention to the hospital, as a matter of fact, since we talked to Pastor Kimberly here. And of course, this is all surrounding, literally, quite literally, the Ring of Light around the hospital. I wanted to get Karen Allen on the phone. I think she's on with me now. Karen, I think you're with us. Good afternoon. And thanks for being here again with us. And I know we've talked before. Of course, you're the chief nursing officer with the Butler Health System. But when it comes to this Ring of Light, the last time we saw it, of course, was in December. And, you know, we as a community can be outside and do this, but we're not the ones in the hospital. So I wanted to get, first of all, your take on what do you all see? Do you see us standing out there? I mean, do you get to be by the windows? Obviously, if you're not in an emergency situation, but what do you get to see?
Absolutely. The last time we saw it, you know, very bright and clear. And in fact, some of the staff were lighting up their phones back at the Ring of Light that was out there.
That is so special.
We saw the community supporting us as, you know, we continue to fight this battle. It's like almost like a war against COVID. And, you know, the nursing staff, I'm out on the floor today, and the nursing staff, some of them said, you know, sometimes it feels like people forget that we're in the middle of a pandemic and what's going on here day in and day out. So I think this will bring back to light that, you know, the community is, you know, with us, that they support us, that they appreciate, you know, the frontline staff that, you know, day after day after day are out there caring for patients in the community.
When I've talked to Dr. Love before, I've mentioned to him, it feels like the rest of the world has moved on and you all don't get a break. When I just talked to Pastor Kimberly a second ago, I mentioned to her, I said, it feels like we applauded you all how many months ago, and it feels like the applause has stopped. What is your reaction to that? Do you feel like the support is not there? Or, and I'm wondering, and I'm not asking for you to tell me who goes online and who doesn't, but we all seem to live online. And it seems like online can be a really rough place to go right now if you need emotional support.
Yeah, it's interesting because one of the nurses said, oh my goodness, have you seen some of the posts? And I said, no, I try not to look at them. And she said, you know, there's posts that the nurses are lazy and, you know, I said, oh my gosh, that breaks my heart, because if anybody could see what these people are doing, and it's not just nursing, you know, I'm the chief nurse, so, you know, I talk about them a lot, but respiratory therapists, the housekeepers, the lab, they are working their hearts out. I mean, just, I can't even put it into words how hard everybody is working. But she did mention, you know, it breaks her heart when she reads some of the negative comments that are on there.
And I think some of us, and I can't speak for everybody, obviously, but sometimes I think people go on to try to find that emotional support, and then they read those kind of comments, and it can really be crushing, as you're describing. And so therefore, that's why I wanted to really bring to light this ring of light that is going to happen on Monday, two different times. Again, folks, if you're just joining us in this conversation, it's going to be at 6:30 in the morning on Monday, and then again at 7:30 at night. So two different opportunities, if you're a morning person, evening person, whichever. But we want the community to surround the entire hospital. That's the whole point of it. And this was brought about by the clergy that we were just talking to, Pastor Kimberly, of course, a moment ago, talking about that. So Karen, what does this mean to you as a hospital this time around? Because now we're 18, 19 months into this. And with the stress that we just talked about, living online, seeing these comments, what would Monday mean to all of you as hospital and medical workers?
You know, everybody is very emotional right now. And I think that this will bring some positivity into the workforce. And it touches our hearts, you know, to know that, you know, somebody's out there understanding what's going on in here and remembers us. So, really, really uplifting. You know, prayer is a wonderful thing. You know, if you believe in prayer, you know, keep that up, because we could sure use it. And the support of the clergy has been amazing. You know, there's clergy who are assisting us with emotional support for some of the staff. So truly, truly appreciate the support. Look forward to Monday and seeing the ring around the hospital again. I can't decide if I'm going to go outside or stay inside, you know.
right.
Yeah. So it's all good. It's good stuff.
Well, Karen, you have two opportunities, maybe one in, maybe one out. You know, you can do that
right.
Well, and I'll let you have the floor on this one if you don't mind. I you don't have to answer if you don't want to. I know you have HIPAA laws, so we can't go deep into this, but since we can't be in the hospital to see it firsthand, you know, we can't take a video in the hospital so the community sees. Can you give us a description, or what description are you willing to share with us about the emotional exhaustion right now with the medical workers?
So Friday, Ken DeFurio and I were rounding, and we went into the ICU, and we had just had, you know, some news about, you know, people that are very close to us. And we were rounding, and every person, we said, "How are you?" And the tears started. We went into one room and opened the door, and there was somebody sitting in there crying. And so that's the emotional, you know. Now you go back out the next day, and people are like, "Okay, we got this. We can do this. You know, we're going to do it." And they support each other and they hold each other up. And when it's your turn to cry, you go into the room and you get it out, and then you get back out there and you care for everybody. But the work is very, very, you know, it's hot when you're in your PAPRs and you're wearing your gowns and gloves, and it's trying on your emotions, because you're really, really trying to save people. And, you know, there's not a lot of medicine out there that's proven yet. So it's hard, you know, it's hard watching people not do well.
And a lot of folks are, of course, have their opinions on the deaths, which I think is very unfortunate, because I think every life is precious. And I can't imagine being in your shoes watching the many people who have passed away. And how different is this because it's a pandemic versus when somebody has just gotten to the end of their journey in life in a normal year? Is this different because it just doesn't stop? Could you speak to that?
Sure. So it's so different because we're used to people coming in, have an open heart surgery, you know, pretty major, health issues, and we're used to helping them and they get better and they move to, you know, out of the ICU to Seven Tower and then they go home. You know, rarely, you know, do we have people die because of that. We're saving people. And now with COVID, we've never seen so many deaths in a day or in a month. COVID is, you know, it's difficult on the staff because they get to know these people and their families. And, you know, there's a lot of people are dying of COVID. You know, so I'll hear people say COVID isn't real. And I wish I could, you know, show everybody how very, very real it is. You know, the health system really supports getting vaccinated. We see most people, you know, who are getting really sick are not vaccinated. So, you know, we're offering vaccines at the hospital and at Crossroads. You can get your first dose or your booster dose for Pfizer. Right now, you can go on our website and sign up.
And again, that's butlerhealthsystem.org. You know, Karen, thank you so much for your time. I always appreciate your time. I know you are a busy woman these days and you have a lot on your shoulders being the chief nursing officer with the Butler Health System. But again, as I've said 18 months now with you, thank you for what you're doing. We will be out there on Monday and supporting you as a community. And our effort is to get the entire community, as many as possible, to completely surround that hospital twice on Monday. So thank you so much. And hopefully we'll be seeing you looking back at us as we have those lights shining for you at the Ring of Light.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate the support, Tracy.